This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of the Armature Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. Federal Tech Talk is the show that opens up the world of technology to the federal government. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts to help you understand some of the IT trends and challenges that your agency may be facing. Federal Tech Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Michael Beckley. He is the CTO for Appian, A-P-P-I-A-N, Appian Corporation. Good morning, Michael. How are you today?
Great. Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Great. Well, you're sandwiched between a couple big dogs here. You know, a couple weeks back, have a VEC, and next week, I have a niche. And so we're going to have to make some profound statements here during this interview, and I hope we'll pump something kind of good here.
Well, you know, I tend to focus more on the practical than the theory, but I think we can draw some conclusions.
Well, great. There are some listeners who know about Appian and some don't. And maybe you can talk about your background and how you wound up with Appian, and then we'll kind of set the framework for the discussion, please.
Sure. Well, Appian, I'm one of the four founders of Appian, and we're all old friends, school buddies from a long time back. We actually started in enterprise software here in town at another software company, and then started Appian over 12 years ago. It's kind of strange even saying that number at this point, but we've had a long history of delivering scalable solutions for the federal government, projects with millions of users and big data and some of the most interesting challenges, and we've delivered tremendous results. And that's really what Appian's been about, is building an innovation factory rather than sort of a traditional model of just trying to solve problems with existing tools. We try to find a better way.
If you go to your website, you see this term BPM, business process management. I mean, that's a fancy pants word, and maybe they use that in large universities and classrooms. But for most people out there, give us this, you know, you're sitting in the bus next to someone and they say BPM, what is it? What would you tell them?
Well, BPM is process management. It's a way of improving the way you work. It's a better way of organizing people and systems to accomplish a goal. And we do that with mobile and cloud and social technology.
And so we have business process management, we have business intelligence, we have all these different concepts, and then we have something called analytics. Are these all the same process or separate categories, or how do you separate them out?
Well, what we're doing is trying to break down those barriers. The old way of thinking was that you needed a separate application for every problem you had, and that just doesn't work anymore. And you're seeing that social technology and the expectations that the consumer has that everything will just work for them, and they don't have to go find the right application to solve their problem, that the answers are just right there. That's what BPM is doing. That's what Appian has done, is we've integrated business intelligence, business process, content management, portal, all these different segments and categories you've probably had different guests on, into one answer, into one platform for solving multiple problems in one universal, easy-to-use, friendly, approachable interface.
I teach a little class here locally. I tell my students that analytics is normally done in a cubicle and business intelligence is done in a corner office. So that's an easy way to describe it. And I don't know if that's true anymore. Has that been your experience?
Well, you know, what is happening is a flattening of that kind of decision cycle. It used to be that only the top executives would have access to information. But today, everyone has that opportunity through mobile devices anywhere in the field to access the same timely, real-time information and make better decisions and improve their process.
I'm not a young fellow like you, Michael. I'm kind of an old geezer. And from a geezer's perspective like mine, I look back at, you know, the last 10 years, and what people would do is they would grab up all this data and put it in a warehouse and then maybe put together something called a data mart, like a quickie mart or something. And then, and only then, would someone take a look at it. And when I think about that, that's kind of like historical data, isn't it? I mean, someone from your generation would go, hey, geezer, that's like last week's information or last month's information. So we're making a transition here between this historical concept to what's going on today, huh?
Well, you know, first off, the gray hair I have, unfortunately, is only growing, and I'm old enough to remember having built some of those data warehouses and data marts myself. That was my first job out of college. So, while it wasn't exactly punch card computers, you're not half wrong here. The reality is, in the past, due to the limitations of our technology, when storage and processing were expensive, we had to carefully select what historical data we would keep. We had to carefully structure it and optimize it so that we could answer questions in our lifetime. It used to take, you know, hours and days for queries to come back. And in today's world, that's not good enough. You have to not only be able to capture all of your history, but also in real time, make decisions based on that stream of information so that you can take the best insights from the past and couple them with your real-time process information and use that in collaboration with people who can all access that data, which, again, used to be only available to a privileged few. Now your entire workforce and your customers can share in the discussion and collaborate together to improve a process. And there'll be some great examples of that at our upcoming user conference.
That's called Appian 2012?
What's it called? Appian World 2012, yes. And it's more than just our user conference. It's the premier cloud, mobile, and social technology showcase. There are 25 companies sponsoring it, including Amazon Web Services and KPMG and other practitioners in the field.
Big conference coming up. Separate from the conference is a company called Gartner that everyone knows about. And kind of interesting studies they've done. They said the top priority for most organizations in 2012 is going to be business intelligence and analytics, back to the cubicle in the corner office. And also what they said is that, you know, by 2013, they're looking out in the future, that about a third of functionality with data collection and with business intelligence will be done by handheld devices. And it sure looks like, did you call up Gartner and say, what should we have this conference about? And then have this is the two things that people are interested in.
Well, we have the privilege of working with some of the best most innovative companies and agencies in the world. So we hear from our customers directly about what's on their agenda. But if you're interested in what Gartner and Forrester, the two leading analyst firms, have to say, we've got two of their top analysts keynoting at Appian World. So they'll be talking about big data and big process and these challenges and how companies are using business process management technology to really tackle them.
I was at a little luncheon meeting with about 20 people about a week ago, and they had a fellow in from the Cleveland Clinic come online, and he showed about how he was trying to figure out if they were doing a good job. Now, they got, you know, people from all over the world come to the Cleveland Clinic, but they beat their heads to the wall, and they say, how are we doing? How can we get better? How can we measure how we're doing a good job? And this is for some very complex medical life or death situations. Let's jump to the federal government. So one of my listeners is kind of scratching their head going, business intelligence, business process management. I mean, how does this stuff apply to a typical listener?
Well, it applies to a typical listener in so many aspects of their life and so many of the ways they interact with the federal government. So if they are applying for a grant, for example, grants management is a perfect example of a process where a citizen or an entity, an organization, a nonprofit company may apply for government assistance to fulfill some function, whether it's provide better health care for our veterans or provide services to the homeless. You know, whatever function they're performing, that engages them in a process where they have to be vetted, they have to apply, they have to generate a lot of documents and certifications before we can apply taxpayer dollars to solve that problem. And so that's just, you know, one example. But any taxpayer will end up interacting with a different government agency in different aspects of their life, all of which should be governed in an automated way where business rules can help that citizen get a better response. And a case management system that's governed and built on business process management can allow a government agency to respond to changing needs quickly and not be stuck in one way of doing business. So they can respond to change, they can respond to disasters, they can respond to new policies when benefits, claims change, when the new healthcare law comes into place. You know, these sorts of changes are usually challenging government. And BPM, both in allowing them to change their policies without having to write custom software code, but also in allowing them to change the way they interact with citizens, say through native mobile devices, again, without having to write new software code, because it all works from one shared model, that's allowing business and government to keep up with this amazing rate of change.
Same from a federal IT professional who's listening. If they're in the process of trying to figure out how to do a a purchase system, they have to comply with certain rules. It can be done with spreadsheets. It can be done in an automated fashion. I mean, this is where I think business process would kind of fit in. Someone requests something, checklist, next thing, move it on. And then it exits the system. Is that a good application for business process management?
That's a terrific application. In fact, for a long time, the major procurement shops in the federal government, you know, businesses within their agencies that are responsible for ensuring fair competition in multi-award contracts that handle billions of dollars worth of transactions, tens of billions of dollars worth of transactions, have for a long time relied on very rigid financial system software, ERP software. And those were huge projects, very difficult to change, very much built around procedural languages like PL/SQL and very slow to adapt to rapidly changing policies and rules.
Got to take a quick break here, Michael, and come back, talk more about Appian and business process management. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, we are speaking with Michael Beckley, CTO of Appian Corporation.
Disabled American Veterans is dedicated to one single purpose: building better lives for America's disabled veterans. May 18th through the 20th, in the company of the vintage B-25 Mitchell Bomber, DAV brings its message of support for veterans to the Joint Base Andrews Air Show. In its modern-day mission with DAV, the B-25 serves as a reminder of the sacrifices veterans make for freedom. Meet the DAV flight team with the B-25 at the Joint Base Andrews Air Show.
Congratulations on landing the job! I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview, yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know? The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C. Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Life's big decisions require some research. You get comparison reports before you buy a car. You hire an inspector when buying a house. You might even look up someone online before a date. But when you go to pick your primary care physician, sometimes you only get a name and number. That hardly seems fair. After all, the only person who has more influence on your health is you. It's different at Kaiser Permanente. All our doctors are listed online with information that paints a picture of who they are, so you know you're picking a doctor who is right for you, right for your family, and someone you can email. Oh, here's one for Dr. Amy Benoulis, who went to Northwestern. Dr. Lindsay Strickland is interested in chronic disease management and is accepting new patients. Bingo! Become a member, and no matter whom you choose, you get a true advocate for your health. So log on to kp.org/doctor and check us out. It could be the beginning of a healthy relationship. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Here's Zach Goldstein, Deputy CIO at NOAA, on the Federal Executive Forum on Big Data, sponsored by EMC Isilon.
I think the solutions that we're talking about here to address the challenges and opportunities of big data will generate economic growth. There's an industry here that has to respond, and it becomes an engine for that.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing.
To listen to the whole program made possible by Trezza Media Group, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
And now here's Gary Newgard, Director of Federal Solutions for EMC Isilon, the leader in big data and scale-out storage.
EMC delivers a portfolio of game-changing technologies, transforming full-motion video and ISR. EMC's edge to the national solution is a cost-efficient path to the cloud and the optimum solution for big data.
When your agency's expanding data requires effective storage, visit emc.com/Isilon. That's emc.com/ISILON.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly 1 in 3 children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Federal News Radio United Way Community Spotlight for April is Montgomery Hospice. For more than 30 years, Montgomery Hospice has provided expert end-of-life medical care for residents of Montgomery County who are living with an advanced illness. Patients receive care in their own homes from compassionate professionals who provide dignity and peace. The patients' families receive support as well. For more information, visit federalnewsradio.com. The Federal News Radio charities are fed by Papa John's.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio today, we have Michael Beckley, CTO of Appian Corporation, A-P-P-I-A-N. You can Google it. You can even go to YouTube and type in Appian. You get about four or five real short videos that really tell the story better than I can. It's nice short little chunks, you know? It's like a tasting menu, isn't it?
it certainly is. And there's even more on our website. We have tried to break down a lot of the functionality and the value that the Appian BPM platform delivers for mobile solutions, for cloud deployment, for social collaboration into digestible little segments so that you can learn a lot about the platform in a short amount of time.
I know Teresa Carlson, and I've known her for a few years now, and I was at this Appian YouTube, and I saw Teresa Carlson. She doesn't work for Appian. She works for Amazon Web Services, kind of a strong partner of yours in the federal government, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a great partner, and they've also been a great customer of ours for years. They use us for a lot of their core financial operations and their business processes. They're an enterprise customer of Appian's, and they deployed Appian in the cloud. They made that migration themselves from on-premise software for core business process and moved it into the cloud. And we now offer that together, that same cloud technology solution for deploying, you know, your most challenging business processes in a secure, FSMA-certified way and tailored to the federal government together. And it's been a fantastic partnership.
You know, in the commercial world, you're not going to name drop, but I sure will. You just talked about Amazon Web, but you also work with a little company not well known called Starbucks and UPS. I mean, these are very large organizations that have complex processes that have to be managed. And the federal government has large organizations like Department of Education. Guess what? Complex process has to be managed well. Oh, by the way, got to be FSMA compliant too.
Yeah, Appian has long provided a focused set of solutions that are tailored to the needs of very large organizations. We know big data, we know big process challenges very well, and our software is designed to work out of the box to address those very, very complex systems that have the highest demands for scalability. And working with Amazon, you'll get to see some of these examples at Appian World 2012, coming right up now, our user conference, where they'll be talking about how these, government agencies like the Department of Education and GSA have chosen Amazon Web Services and Appian together to allow them to scale up to do things they couldn't do before, to be able to increase the frequency with which they collaborated and worked with their different constituents in a massive fashion without having to increase the cost. In fact, it cuts their costs, by a factor of 10 or more.
Appian, A-P-P-I-A-N, Appian World 2012 conference is coming up. You can Google it and find out more information. Going to have a bunch of govies speaking there. The VA, someone who worked at the Air Force, U.S. Marine Corps. So there are a wide range of organizations, not only commercially, but within the federal government, that have taken a look around and they said, well, maybe Appian is a solution we should consider for making an easy transition to the cloud with, taking in mind the compliance rules as well. So a lot of federal organizations are going to be there.
Yeah, the government listeners out there may want to pay most attention to day two of the conference on April 17th, that Tuesday. We kick off April 15th with an evening, session, but there are two major days of tracks. And on day two, we have a lot of government speakers in the lineup. We've got Ken Purcell, the former CIO of the Air Force Material Command, who's going to talk a lot about the challenges that he faced in trying to improve operations and improve business processes. There's a whole track dedicated to business executives and government executives that will get to see a lot of those real practical lessons that they can take away from their peers, as well as the VA you mentioned. That's just a fantastic set of examples of how BPM has really transformed the way they interact with veterans in the VA for Vets program that's really dedicated to helping serve our veterans by finding them work, by connecting them and collaborating with them to find the best way to get them back into the workforce.
Let's take a step back and talk more about the last 10 years and how Appian kind of wound up in this position. 2003, 2004, you guys started playing around with Ajax, maybe 2007, 2008, initial cloud offering. Then you made a transition to some case management that was more dynamic than static. And now you've kind of put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and you have a suite of offerings. Is that a thumbnail sketch of how Appian's evolved here?
Yeah, that's about right. We are an innovation factory, and so Appian BPM has evolved through the years. We're still one product. It's always been a one-product company. It's just we are able to take advantage of the flexibility of business process management to transform that offering to include and embody the latest innovations in mobility and in social technology and in cloud deployment. So that evolution has happened as quickly as we've been as we've been able to see these changes in the marketplace. You know, Appian has helped invent this sort of future. I mean, when you talk about Ajax going back years, you know, we were doing dynamic web applications out of necessity because no federal agency or, you know, the Department of Defense, for example, where we have millions of users, they couldn't afford to maintain millions of desktops. So you had to find a way to do what previously took a full-fledged installation on a PC and make it work over the web. And now we have to make it work all over again on mobile devices. And that's what Appian does for you, is we take away that complexity, take away those problems by giving you an integrated solution that that addresses those.
Now, before the interview, I was trying to do some preparation and I picked up Federal Computer Week, turned to page 3 or 4, and they talked about business intelligence and best practices. And they used a phrase, I don't know if I've never heard before, called embedded BI. Does mm-hmm. that make sense to you? What is that anyway?
Sure. Well, embedded BI is an attempt to get answers and analytics without having to go through all of the steps that it used to require to extract information from your operational systems and then ask questions later out of a specialized data structure known as a database, or a data warehouse database, or a data mart. And Appian embodies some of those principles, but what we did is we thought about business intelligence before we ever wrote the first line of code. You know, my background is actually from a business intelligence company before we founded Appian, and so we architected a system that allows you to capture all of the relevant business information and not have to guess as to what values would be important later to measure. And so after the fact, after you have a process that's deployed and running, you're able to get insights and measure your changes and improvements and find new ways to improve how you collaborate with your team, and your process can constantly evolve and change based on those business intelligence insights.
When I first started studying data and programming, I learned the classic garbage in, garbage out. Everyone knows that. Okay. Well, take a look at business process. If you walk into an agency or a Starbucks and they have a bad process, you can make that more efficient, but still going to have a bad process. I mean, at some point in time, you're going to have to look at your client and go, hey, buddy, you're doing the same job 3 times.
So that's the important thing about the Appian BPM platform. It's not about just paving cow paths, what you're sort of describing. It's not about automating a bad way of doing business. We've focused on the collaboration and the social aspects of it. The first thing you see when you open up Appian is an activity feed that looks more like Facebook than a traditional green bar sort of business line of business application. And that's because we know exactly the problem you speak of. We know that it's important to find nonlinear ways to innovate a process. And so that only comes from that spark of human inspiration. And by giving people these powerful tools to collaborate and yet bring together all of that big data that you keep talking about we need to measure, so that they can find these insights and discover them in new ways with new visualizations and new conversations.
And I think our listeners are getting pressed to be more visible with everything they do. Well, you know, this is a push-pull. I mean, you're getting more secure, you're getting more visible, you got to do it with fewer people, and you have this deadline, and things are going to change. I mean, it's almost like the rules can't be written in ink anymore. They almost by necessity have to be written in pencil because something's going to change. I mean, look at healthcare. I mean, in the next few months, something big is going to change, and all the people who have one business process right now involved with healthcare IT, guess what? They're going to have to get their eraser out and change things around, aren't they?
They are. I mean, just take a look at the VA. That's another great example of a customer that's going to be presenting at Appian World at the conference. You know, they were operating in a peacetime mode for so long, and now they get this huge wave of veterans coming back, millions and millions of soldiers who need to be taken care of. And the healthcare and the rules that govern how we handle claims and the rules for which we use to try and service their needs and also this new entire category of need. The VA's mission really wasn't about finding work for veterans a few years ago, but now they've really embraced this new challenge, and business process management software is one way that allows them to be flexible.
Let's take a break. When we come back, talk more about your conference, Appian World 2012, and maybe focusing on mobile. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are interested in the whole concept of mobile and business process management. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Michael Beckley, CTO of Appian Corporation.
FederalNewsRadio.com, your source for federal news now.
The Pentagon and Beyond is brought to you by EADS North America.
Recent satellite images show North Korea is digging a new underground tunnel in what appears to be preparation for a third nuclear test. South Korean intelligence officials say the excavation at North Korea's northeast Punggye-ri site, where nuclear tests were conducted in 2006 and 2009, is in its final stages. The alleged discovery comes at the same time that North Korea is planning to launch a rocket with a satellite on it. I'm J.J. Green.
Airmen, we're on our way.
At EADS North America, we help our country respond to emergencies and natural disasters.
We see you. We're coming in.
From coordinating communications to medevac and emergency response, we provide the mission-critical systems our country demands. Every day, we support homeland security and defense missions here at home and around the globe.
Patient secure. ETA 10 minutes.
EADS North America. Commitment defines us.
Max out your privacy settings on social networks. Restrict as much as you can what people can see of you. Close all your old accounts. Chances are it's got an email that you've reused. They could guess the maiden name of your mother or your first pet or something.
Yeah.
A lot of the celebrities whose email accounts were hacked, their challenge question was something that you could look up on the internet.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
Is the information technology strategy for the U.S. National Nuclear Security Administration? How is the NNSA modernizing its technology infrastructure and ensuring its IT investments align with its overall mission? Join host Michael Keegan as he explores these questions and so much more with Bob Osborne, Chief Information Officer at the National Nuclear Security Administration, next week on the Business of Government Hour.
Hi, this is O'Donna Matthews. What does three decades of service add up to? For the Capital Area Food Bank, it includes these important numbers. Distributing 25 million pounds of food to nearly 500,000 people through a network of 700 partner agencies. 30 years, it's a long time, but the mission continues to make sure that no one is left hungry. To learn more, contribute, or volunteer, visit capitalareafoodbank.org.
The leader in informational seminars on federal benefits, financial, and retirement planning. NITP was established in 1984 and is 100% devoted to federal planning seminars. The mission is to educate federal employees and enable them to make fully informed decisions regarding their financial futures and retirement options. Through a variety of teaching platforms and seminars, NITP has the experience to help with your planning needs. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com for more information.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Here's your chance to get out for some fun. Marvin Bond is the editor of Recreation News.
Well, the new Susquehanna Ale Trail opens up with special passport weekends, April 13th to 15th and 20th to 22nd. The trail is around nearby York, Pennsylvania, and includes seven craft breweries. For a $10 passport on these introductory weekends coming up, you can sample and tour to your heart's content if you're a beer lover or an ale lover. Find out more on page 52 of the April Recreation News or, of course, at recreationnews.com.
How about a getaway deal?
Well, the Woods Resort near Martinsburg, West Virginia, is out in the West Virginia mountains, and they have a good one. You can stay two nights and get the third night free through July the 1st, so this goes on a while. There are 36 holes of golf to enjoy, swimming, tennis, and a host of other activities on the resort. Find out more on page 9 of the April Recreation News.
Marvin Bond is the editor of Recreation News. I'm Ruben Gomez.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Michael Beckley, CTO of Appian Corporation, A-P-P-I-A-N. You can Google that and find stuff. You can go to YouTube and see videos. You can go to their website, and they have a blog called Appian Insight. and all kinds of different topics, including a lot of federal topics. In fact, when I went there this morning and I saw BPM for Government, 88 entries. I mean, a whole lot of entries there. So if you're working for the federal government and looking at different vendors and thinking about this cloud thing and security and what's the cheapest way to get it, you may want to go to this blog, or you may want to attend the conference coming up. So two-day conference, Appian World 2012. Where is it going to be held, Michael?
It's at the Hyatt Regency in Reston Town Center, a fantastic place to go. Plenty of free parking and 20 restaurants all within walking distance of that hotel. It's just a fabulous environment to have a great collaborative community come together and share the latest innovations in mobility and cloud deployment.
They can mosey on down the street right to your office there, can't they, if they want?
They certainly can. I'd be happy to give them a tour.
Well, that's great.
Because you can see, we do all of our software development right there in Reston Town Center. We don't outsource our technology development anywhere to far reaches of the world. We bring the best people from around the world to Appian to develop world-class software products.
World-class software products. We talk a lot about business intelligence and analytics and business process management. But, you walk down the street, everyone's got iPads with them, they got smartphones, people are lined up to get new devices. We all know the statistics of number of mobile devices by the end of the year. I don't want to beat that in the ground. So how have you responded to that? Are you going to put your head in a hole and ignore that whole wave? Or what has your company done in terms of mobile?
So Appian pioneered mobile BPM, and we did that by making an interesting choice that some people would have found surprising. We decided to build native mobile apps for each leading platform so that you wouldn't have to. So that was a harder way to go. There was a steeper learning curve than just building web apps. If you remember back a year ago when I was here, we spoke about mobile apps in government, and I gave you some statistics. About 14% of all mobile apps were natively designed for the iOS, for your iPad, for example, for your iPhone, and only a few of those were ever made to deploy to any other platform like Android or BlackBerry. Most federal agencies were taking the cheap approach and just trying to build web apps and hope that people could consume them on a mobile device. And that hasn't proven very successful. They're slow. They don't take advantage of the features that you can find on your phone and your tablet. They don't take advantage of the cameras, the GPS, the advanced capabilities that people are buying these devices for collaborating with. And so by building native mobile apps, Appian has given federal agencies the opportunity to focus on their process, focus on what they do, and allow us to worry about making sure that it renders beautifully, quickly, and efficiently, and consistently, no matter what mobile device people use next.
What kind of security guidelines for the apps? What kind of processes have to go to be vetted?
Well, that's a great question. So we have focused on security, being a large presence in the federal government for such a long time. We comply with all of the federal security standards, and that's FISMA certification in the cloud. But on the devices, some DoD agencies, for example, require us to use CAC card authentication, that common access card, and so we've gone through the added work to make sure that we've CAC enabled our mobile apps, and so that's a cutting edge sort of capability for encryption, and we've got that in Appian today, and we've had it now for a long time.
So, which end of the tunnel do you work on? Would you use mobile devices for data collection, or do you use mobile devices for looking at the data and making decisions, or what part does Appian fit?
Well, see, that's the wonderful thing about Appian. Appian is a platform for doing all of your work on your mobile device and on the web. So you don't have to make that choice. You don't need a separate BI app and a separate survey app and a separate process app and a separate task app. Appian is one universal, easy-to-use, elegant social interface that combines all the information into one dashboard for you that isn't just a set of little graphs and everything. We've transformed the data into a social looking feed. So just the right information is personalized for you. And you can do all the work you need to do to collect data, to work on a business process, to maybe work on a grant proposal, to fulfill a need or to complete a procurement, to do the business of government right from your mobile device.
Appian World 2012, APPIAN, coming up here in April. Go there and kick the tires, find out more. What does it cost to sign up?
It's absolutely free.
Free is not a four-letter word in this studio. We like us some free. So maybe you can block out a day if there's a specific problem you have and you want to sit in the back of the room and look and see what's going on. Maybe you can hear a wide range. Maybe you can hear someone from the VA talk about their challenges and why they solved it, or someone from an agency similar to yours, or maybe even from Amazon and go, wait a minute, Amazon's a commercial company that use this as a solution? Wait a minute, you know, VA is an agency that uses, there's got to be some commonality. I mean, it's the same human beings. I think it's pretty much the same technology, people, and process there, whether it's in D.C. or Colorado.
There are a lot of similarities, and you'll hear VA talk about mobility, and that's just a fantastic use case, again, for helping veterans get connected with jobs using Appian Mobile BPM. And yet, because BPM is inherently a flexible platform, unlike the old ERP solutions, which have let down so many people in IT, BPM is able to conform to the unique requirements of government, FSMA certification, for example, and the unique rules and policies of government, while still adopting commercial best practices. I mean, remember Appian's, you know, commercial clients that you talk about, they have a lot of lessons to share with their government peers.
At a conference like that, you'll see a wide variety of vendors. Will there be any tracks on security? Will there be any tracks specifically on app and app security? I mean, I can see that that's an interest I would have. I mean, I'd want to take a look at this app of yours and really put it under a microscope and look at it from many different angles. And you know, I mean, you know, many of my listeners are responsible for some sensitive data.
Yeah, there are some fantastic sessions on security, both cloud security, mobile security, and application security at the conference at Appian World 2012 out there in Reston Town Center at the Hyatt Regency. There'll be some fantastic opportunities to speak with experts in the field and hear from Amazon's leading security experts as well as Appian's. There'll be dozens of Appian security experts who can give you demonstrations of exactly how you can ensure the integrity of your application and your business.
You know, I talked about a magazine I read before I showed up here, Federal Computer Week, and if you open up the issue, it talks about emerging business intelligence tool trends. I mean, talk about a timely topic, business intelligence, business tools. Now, when I think of the traditional vendors in that area, I think of larger companies, maybe like IBM or SAP, or maybe they're not initials, not spelled out like that. And so is that who you compete with? Or do you compete with thousands of spreadsheets and thousands of Microsoft Outlook contacts? I mean, who's your competition?
Well, Appian is such a unique offering in terms of combining cloud, mobile, and social technology that we focus more on competing with ourselves than any one vendor out there. And it's the nature of our product that it's designed to integrate with your existing infrastructure. You don't have to throw out your legacy products. But it's just simply the case that legacy ERP has let people down. It hasn't been able to respond to change. It hasn't been able to transform itself with cloud, mobile, and social technology quickly enough to meet the changing needs of government. And that's why Appian BPM is growing so quickly.
When it comes to compliance, when they look at a product like yours, is it one size fits all? Is it a checklist? Do they get small, medium, and large? Do they just get two or three modules? Or how would they use Appian?
Well, Appian is a great product in that you can start however you need to. You can begin automating and improving one area of work where your biggest pain is, and then grow from there. And you can start with one type of application, like use Appian to address your procurement challenges and modernize the way you handle procurement across a large agency. And then address completely different challenges with that same platform, with that same, set of tools for addressing your process challenges. You can then handle case management systems, you can handle grants management, you can handle human resources, onboarding, security processing. There's no limit to where you can take the platform.
So is this similar to like Salesforce?
Well, Salesforce is another opportunity to put software in the cloud, but they give you a CRM database and then a programming language. You're still writing code. It's still an old way of doing business. And for government, Salesforce doesn't let you work on-premise as well. There are some applications that simply need to remain the most secure, or for practical purposes, remain on-premise. Appian is the same software in the cloud and on-premise, so it works the way government works. They can begin on-premise with development and then migrate some production to the cloud. They can also take cloud products and move them on-premise if they grow into a more sensitive area of work. And only Appian allows you to do that, and especially allows you to do that with business process management. Salesforce doesn't offer BPM. Salesforce offers you the same way you used to write custom code, just with a new deployment model in the cloud. And really take that to where the potential of cloud is, you need a new way of writing software.
I have to take a quick break. Now we come back, talk more about business process management. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today we are speaking with Michael Beckley, CTO of Appian Corporation.
Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED.
Hey kids, I'm Les Stroud, aka Survivor Man, and I invite you to enter the Get to Know contest.
Create artwork, writing, photos, videos, or music celebrating your wild neighbors. Get outdoors, get creative, and you could win some wild prizes, including having your work published in the Get to Know contest calendar. Enter by July 16th at gettoknow.ca. That's gettoknow.ca.
The Get to Know contest. More info at gettoknow.ca.
When every moment matters and a hand reaches out, when someone gives blood and a life is saved, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Every day, the Red Cross responds to nearly 200 neighborhood emergencies, and your support makes it possible. Use this moment to join us today. Visit redcross.org.
Here's Thomas Boyce, Deputy CIO, NRC, on the Navigating the Private Cloud panel, sponsored by Microsoft and Dell.
I would say if we see more virtual desktops than regular desktops, and we don't even question the fact that the commodity services of mail, file, and print are out in the cloud. In fact, we question the fact that, why does your agency still hold on to that?
To listen to the whole program, made possible by Microsoft and Dell, log on to federalnewsradio.com.
Today's federal agencies are being asked to do much more with less. With requirements to consolidate data centers, increase security, approve agility, and demonstrate mission-critical alignment, all while ensuring the cost-effectiveness of a virtualized infrastructure, the task can be daunting. Moving toward the private cloud could be the answer. And the best news is that you may already own products like Microsoft Windows Server, System Center, SQL Server, SharePoint, and Exchange, which can help you get your agency well on its way. To learn more, visit Microsoft.com/transform.gov/IT.
Are you a civilian employee of the intelligence community, the Department of Defense, or the Department of State? You may be eligible for term life insurance from GEBA, the Government Employees Benefit Association, with coverage issued by the Prudential Insurance Company of America. Term life insurance helps provide security for your family in case something happens to you. It's money to pay your mortgage or your children's college expenses, or help ensure your spouse can retire in comfort. GEBA's group life plan offers affordable rates with coverage amounts up to $600,000. Civilian employees of the intelligence community, the Department of Defense, or the Department of State. Don't let these exclusive benefits pass you by. Start planning today and get peace of mind for your family and protection for their future. Visit GEBA.com/term life to learn more or to download an enrollment form. That's GEBA.com/term life. Group term life coverage for GEBA is issued by the Prudential Insurance Company of America, 751 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey, 07102. Contract series 83500.
At Kaiser Permanente, we're about keeping you connected. So we made My Health Manager. It connects you to your doctor, your prescriptions, your test results, and your health records right at home. But what if you aren't home? What if you're visiting family? Or at the beach? Or on a business trip? What if you're on a steep mountain trail, you know, with loose gravel and one way in and one way out? Now, there's the Kaiser Permanente mobile app. It connects you right from your smartphone. You can email your doctor while visiting family, refill your prescription from the beach, take your medical records on a business trip, or schedule, say, a little checkup from that steep trail. No matter where you are, we'll keep you connected without keeping you from any of life's adventures. Get the app by searching Kaiser Permanente in the Android market or bookmark kp.org on your smartphone. Coming soon to the Apple App Store, Kaiser Permanente. Thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852. Apple is the registered trademark of Apple Inc. Android is a trademark of Google Inc.
Registrations now open for the all-new ACT-IACT Management of Change Conference, featuring interactive sessions around cloud, mobility, and security, and a future technology expo, June 3rd through 5th at the Hyatt Regency, Cambridge, Maryland. This government industry training forum is hosted by the American Council for Technology and Industry Advisory Council. Register and learn more at actgov.org/managementofchange. That's actgov.org/managementofchange.
This is Mark Amtower. I've been advising contractors for almost 30 years, and when they need agency contacts, I always recommend Carroll's GovSearch. With over 350,000 contact listings and over 1,000 government organization charts, they help you find the people you need to reach in all levels of government. Give them a try. Get a free organization chart and a sample listing from their database. Contact Gordon Peel at 703-757-8228. Carroll Publishing, bringing government to you like no other.
Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today in the studio, we have Michael Beckley, who is the CTO of Appian Corporation. We've talked about analytics and business intelligence and business process management, all kinds of things. If you would like to follow my Twitter feed, I'm at Ray Gilray, and Michael's is at Appian, A-P-P-I-A-N-C-T-O, and keep up with current information, maybe some new videos and white papers that you have available. And like I said, more information, appian.com. They got videos, they've got white papers, all kinds of stuff, even on YouTube. This is a part of the show, Michael, where we try to make you human and personable. So we ask you 10 questions and see if you are a card-carrying nerd or not.
Yeah, good luck with that.
So here we go. Year you bought your first computer?
1983, an Apple IIe.
Whoa, what was the serial number on that one? That's a good answer. Year your first cell phone?
That was when we founded Appian. We the four of us who started the company, we decided we needed cell phones to keep in touch. So we bought our phones in 1999, August 17th, 1999.
Okay. And you have a Twitter feed, you know that. You have a blog?
I blog on the Appian Insight blog on appian.com.
So you're part of that blog.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any online personal backup that you use?
No, I built my own network-attached storage at home.
I built my own. I went and talked to a mechanic. Yeah, I built my own, made my own tools. That's pretty good. What kind of smartphone do you have?
I have an iPhone 4S.
Okay. Number of apps on it?
Well, it changes all the time. I'm constantly trying out new apps to see what's cool and to try to be inspired by other developers and then deleting them as quickly as they come. So there's about 100 at any given time.
What kind of tablet device do you have?
I have the new iPad.
And social networking sites you participate in?
Social networking sites I participate in. I really am not much of a Facebook person, but we use LinkedIn pretty extensively in how we reach out to new employees.
Last book you read, electronic or paper?
Electronic. I have gone almost entirely to Kindle.
High score on that one. You're probably making the top 10 in nerds out of 260 interviews, but that's a... It's a pretty good response rate there.
Well, I've been working at it for about 38 years.
About 38 years. I had the big dog Vivek Kundra in the studio a couple weeks back, and we talked about everything in the world. He was at Davos, and he was in Australia and Japan, and it was a fascinating conversation, and bounced around the subject of open source. You know, I mean, you can read stuff he's written about the federal government, and open source is certain there. I've got to ask you the question. So Appian, great, it's open source, right? I mean, is it open source or should it be open source? Or what about open source? How does it apply to Appian?
Well, like every other leading software vendor, we have our own proprietary software that uses open source and takes advantage of open source tools to keep costs low for our clients. But you know, even when you go to a so-called open source vendor, you know, you'll quickly find that when you go into production, they're going to tell you, well, you need to buy our support and our bonus package, our commercial version of our open source community edition product. I mean, open source is in some ways a marketing model for how you would distribute software and charge for it later, whereas you get sort of the developer tools at a lower cost. And if you want a free trial of Appian, we'll give you that, but it doesn't make us, you know, an open source software company. Where open source has really transformed the market is in enabling web applications like Appian to be more effectively and cost-effectively deployed using tools like JBoss, for example, the community edition application server. So for those commoditized infrastructure tools that sit beneath a platform like Appian, it's really been amazing at lowering the cost of scaling out to large deployments.
So not an open source product. You had an interesting take on open source, how the model is charged. Talk about transparency and open government. The next thing people say is open source. It's kind of all linked together. I think it's a dangerous product. I remember back years ago, people would get a Heathkit and build a homemade radio, or then they had Heathkit computers.
And robots.
They'd build those things. And that was all fun to build your own. But when it comes to a commercial application or an enterprise application, building your own with open source, I think, you know, it could lead down the road to some troubles with maintenance and with what happens when you leave your position, someone takes over, and documentation. You know, I think there's some questions that I would ask seriously about open source vendors.
Well, I think that's true, and it's also the case that, you know, whenever you write custom software code, you run into that problem, whether you write it with proprietary .NET tools or with, you know, Oracle tools or IBM's software development tools. You know, anytime you write software code, you create this huge opportunity for error, for security vulnerabilities, for documentation gaps, for a real problem with succession planning when that has to be handed over to the next team. Using a model-driven approach like Appian or any BPM, you know, software framework allows you to get away from that and use that new technology to avoid being married to custom code and the people who wrote it for the rest of your life.
At your company blog, which is called Appian Insight, you look at the number of entries. There are 54 entries for social business process management. Is this getting dates or what is social business process management? Some single guy out there trying to, step one, step two, step three, or what is that?
It's a really radical way of thinking about your business in the sense of we're getting rid of applications and instead focusing on the information that currently is buried in many, many different places and bringing it all together into one conversation, into one collaboration, personalized for each individual with security, with authentication, with rules and policy governance so that it's not like your chatter, it's not like your Facebook, it's about business. It's driven by your systems and a system events and IT governs how we interact to make sure that we're efficiently meeting our goals, but through people interacting together and collaborating in new ways.
Got the crystal ball here. Where's Appian going to be in 5 years, 10 years? Where do you see your company headed?
Well, Appian, as I said a couple of times, is an innovation factory. We're about making technology serve the needs of people. And so wherever technology advances take us, Appian will be there. Appian is not just a BPM company. Appian is the leading provider of cloud, mobile, and social solutions. And, you know, 10 years from now, we'll be talking about things like augmented reality and having that information beamed directly into our visual plane. And there's all kinds of ways that will change the way we interact with our technology. But at the core, you still need to have business rules, business process in a visual way that a business analyst and an executive can understand. So there's going to be unbelievable advances in how we access and interact with and visualize information. But the fundamentals of Appian, this having this ability to quickly innovate and focus on what's core to you, the way you work, your agency's mission, and let us worry about how technology will change the way you deliver those results, well, that's really what the future of Appian is all about.
It's not the old school kind of business plan. It's almost more this agile, flexible, well, talk to me in 2 years. Who could have predicted Twitter? I mean, 5 years ago, I sure didn't. You know, 15 years ago, I could never have predicted, people talking about desktop computers going away. I mean, maybe that's what happened in a few years. We just don't know.
Yeah, and that's what's so amazing about the social transformation. The desktop itself, the convention we had with the mouse and the folder icons, all of that is vanishing. You see that in Windows 8 is disappearing. You see it in the latest version of the Mac OS as it becomes more mobile and touch-driven. And these changing paradigms are also just the beginning of what we're seeing with social interactions, breaking down the old barriers between applications. That's what's going to really shake up IT when we have a new expectation from our consumerized workforce that they come in and they use something that looks like Facebook, but it's governed by rules and it's focused on your IT systems to get your work done. And that's what's happening right away. It's happening far more quickly than any other previous, change in our technology than we've seen before.
Breaking down barriers with business process management. We got to end the interview here. We'll come back again and see what happens in the next 6 or 8 months. Maybe there'll be a new Twitter. Who knows? I mean, I sure don't know. You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guest, Michael Beckley, CTO of Appian Corporation. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, John.
Been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of the Armature Corporation, providing consulting, application development, and business productivity solutions on the Microsoft platform. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 11, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.